我的妻子和我刚从度假回来，我们度了六个星期的假。
You don't look too happy for me.
你们好像没有为我们高兴。
In fact, you look jealous.
你们看起来好像啊很嫉妒。
Eat your heart out.
你们就
6 weeks.
你们就去嫉妒吧，我们有六个礼拜。
And we spent 1 month in Lancaster County, near Lancaster County, in Pennsylvania.
我们有六个星期是在宾州的 Lancaster 县。
And that area is famous for the Amish who drive buggies.
那个地区很著名的就是当地Amish 这些人，他们是赶马车的。
And Mennonites who don't use electricity.
还有呢，一些 Mennonite 他们是不用电的。
And those who have tractors don't use tires because tires are worldly.
那么他们的拖拉机呢，也不用这个轮胎，因为轮胎呢是属世的。
So those are steel wheels.
所以这些呢是钢铁的轮子。
Strange, is it not?
是不是很奇怪？
We visited a Mennonite farm where they only use horses.
那么我们去看了一个Mennonite 的农场，他们只用马。
And we took some friends with us.
那我们带了一些朋友一起去。
And Rhonda, who is one of our friends, asked the farmer this question.
我们的朋友 Rhonda 就问农夫一个问题。
She asked.
她问。
When you're out plowing your fields, what are the verses from the Bible you meditate on?
若当你在耕田的时候，你在默想圣经的哪一些经文？
And he said,
他说，
I don't meditate on the Bible.
我不思想这个圣经的经文。
That's what the pastors do.
那是牧师的工作。
I don't meditate on that.
我不默想圣经。
And then she asked,
然后的朋友又问
When your heart's troubled, what do you think about?
如果你的心里忧愁的时候，你想什么呢？
And he said, well, I go talk to the pastor, he tells me what to think.
那我就去跟我的牧师讲，他会告诉我要想些什么。
And yet, this man ran a farm just using horses.
那么这个人呢，在他的农场的操作呢，就是用马。
This shows the power of culture, tradition, and religion.
这就是让我们看出这个文化传统的，还有宗教的影响。
He's more interested in running his farm with horses than he is having the Word of God in his heart.
对他来讲呢，怎么样用马来在他的农场操作，比他心里的想的更重要。
Now, if you said to him, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
如果你问他，你相信耶稣吗？
He would say, "Oh, absolutely."
他说，当然了。
And then, if you asked him, "Why do you just use horses?"
如果你问他，你为什么只用马呢？
Well, that's what I've been taught to do.
他说，我就是这样子被教导的。
Christ plus My horses makes God happy.
基督加上我的马使父神开心。
Christ plus my buggy makes God happy.
基督加上我的马车使神开心。
Now we may think in some ways that's silly, but often we think the same way.
我们可能觉得这样的想法有点愚蠢，可是呢，有时候我们也是这样子想的。
And there's a book in the Bible, the book of Hebrews, that addresses that kind of thinking.
那么圣经里有一卷书，就是希伯来书，就是讲到这样子的想法。
The book of Hebrews is 13 chapters long.
那么这个希伯来书有13章。
And the first 10 chapters simply describes how Christ is superior to 7 different things in the Old Testament.
在前面第十章，有讲到有七样耶稣基督有比七样东西更超越。
Christ In the first chapter, is said to be superior to the prophets.
在第一章说，神的儿子是超越众先知。
Then superior to the angels.
然后呢，是超越天使。
Superior to Moses.
超越摩西。
Superior to Aaron, the high priest.
超越这个大祭司亚伦。
Superior to the Old Testament covenant.
超越旧约的约。
Superior to the temple.
超越帐幕。
For example, it says in chapter 9.
举个例子，在第九章。
But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
Through the greater and more perfect tabernacle or temple.
经过那更大更全备的帐幕。
Christ, instead of going into the temple, went up to heaven itself.
那么基督呢，没有进到帐幕，他进到天上。
To pour out the blood that he offered on the cross at the throne of God.
把他在十字架上所洒的血，献在神的面前。
He did that as a priest.
他这么做是用大祭司的身份做的。
And finally, he is superior in chapters 9 and 10 to the Old Testament animal sacrifices.
最后呢，在第九、第十章说，基督是超越旧约的祭物。
And Hebrews tells us this.
然后希伯来书告诉我们
，Christ was the sacrifice on the cross. He was the Lamb of God slain on the cross.
耶稣基督是在十字架上的，是神所预备的羔羊。
And then he went to heaven as a high priest.
然后呢，他升上天成为大祭司。
To protect forever anyone who will trust in him.
他就永远的保护这些信靠他的人。
So in Hebrews you have this wonderful picture.
所以呢，在希伯来书有这么很美的一幅画面。
Christ as the sacrifice and Christ as the high priest.
一方面呢是基督是那个祭物，一方面基督是那大祭司。
And when we trust him, he keeps us safe.
所以呢，当我们信靠他的时候，他就永远保护我们，使我们安全。
The Bible is a wonderful book because it treats us as intelligent human beings.
那么圣经是一本很好的书，因为啊，它把我们看作是有智慧的人。
Now, sometimes you may say the Bible is a very complicated book.
有时候你们会说这个圣经啊是一位非常复杂的书。
And sometimes we may say it's a very boring book.
有时候我们会说是一本非常枯燥的书。
But you know why it's complicated and boring?
你知道为什么啊又深奥又枯燥呢
？It's because God thinks you have a brain that you can use to understand it. He thinks you're very intelligent.
是因为神说你有一个头脑，你可以明白的。神认为你是很有聪明的。
It's a compliment that book.
这本书呢，是一个对你们的恭维。
So.What we have is 10 chapters of development, and then the author makes his point.
所以呢，这我们有十章是作者呢在发做他的发展他的论点，然后呢，剩下的是那个应用。
10 chapters of detailed development, and then he makes his point.
那么他用了十章做的细节来仔细的讲他的论点，然后呢就带出他的重点来。
And his point is incredibly simple.
然后他要带出来的重点呢，其实是非常简单的。
Just like the Mennonites do not need to have iron tires.
就像 Mennonite 农夫不需要有铁的轮子。
And the Amish who are Christians don't need horses and buggies.
那么阿美基督徒呢也不需要马跟马车。
We who trust in Christ need not add anything to what Christ has done for us.
我们信靠基督的人不需要在基督所做的以外加上任何东西。
Here is where the application begins in verse 19 of chapter 10.
那么应用呢就是在第十章第十九节开始。
Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Confidence.
这里说啊坦然。
What is confidence?
那坦然什么意思呢？
The Greek word really means to have a close friendship, the emotions that are involved in a close friendship.
那么希腊文这个的意思呢，是说有一个很亲密的友情，是有亲密的友情所带出来的情感。
How many of you have close friends?
你们多少人有亲密的朋友？
Three of you do.
三个。
Well, now we're up to six.
现在有六个人了。
So the six of you who have close friends,
所以你们这六位有亲密朋友的人
you have to become friends with all the rest of these lonely people.
你们要跟其他所有没有亲密朋友的人做朋友。
I love Chinese congregations.
我好爱中国会众。
You ask them a question.
你问他们一个问题。
And you ask them to indicate.Their answer by raising their hand.
如果你要他们举手做答复的话
，You could ask them, "Are you alive?"
你可以问他，你们还活着吗
？And we'll find out only three people in the room are alive.
我们就发现只有三个人举手。
Anyone to have a friendship means two things.
所以呢，一个友情啊。是有两件事。
Your friend will smile at you when you enter into the room.
当你的朋友看见你进来的话，会用笑脸欢迎你。
And you can trust your friend with your mistakes.
然后呢，你的错误你也可以信任你的朋友。
You find out you have friends after you go out and goof up.
你出去做了做错了以后，你会发现你有没有朋友。
The ones who stay your friend are your friends.
那个时候还在继续跟你做朋友的人是你的朋友。
God the Father is our friend.
父神是我们的朋友。
When we enter heaven in prayer, He has a smile for us.
当我们进到天上的时候，他是用笑脸欢迎我们。
And we can trust him.
让我们可以信靠他。
Then verse 20.
然后第二十节。
We can enter heaven by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
二十节是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体。
He opened the door of heaven so we can have a friendship with the Father.
他把天上的门打开，让我们可以跟神做朋友。
And since we have a great high priest over the house of God,
那么我们又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Now what he's doing, he's telling us all the reasons we should have confidence.
他这里啊，就是讲所有的原因，使我们可以在他面前坦然。
Then he says, "This is what we do with that confidence."
那么他就说，我们有这样子的坦然，我们可以怎么样呢
？Let us draw near with a full assurance of faith.
他就说，我们可以啊，存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
The word "full assurance" literally means a solid foundation of joy.And peace and affection.
这个充足的信心是讲到一个基础，是有完全的这个信靠、喜乐，还有这个情感，这个喜悦。
Where we feel tremendously assured about the love of God for us.
在这里呢，我们有一个很大很大的这个充足的这个保证，神对我们的爱。
But then he adds something interesting.
然后呢，他又加了一些有意思的东西。
After having our hearts cleansed from an evil conscience.
他说，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去了。
In the Bible, there are five different kinds of consciences.
在圣经里啊，有五种不同的良心。
And this is one of them. It's an evil conscience.
这是其中的一种。这里讲到的呢，是一个邪恶的良心。
What's an evil conscience?
邪恶的良心是什么呢？
The conscience makes us feel what we ought to do.
这个我们的良心啊，让我们感觉到我们该做什么。
So, if you talk to the farmer,
所以呢，你如果跟那个农夫讲
，and said, "Why do you only use horses?"
你说为什么你们只用马
？You trust in Christ.
你信靠基督。
Why do you need to use horses?
那你为什么还需要用马呢
？And his answer will be, "My conscience."Forces me to do it.
他的答案就是说，我的良心驱使我这么做。
Because I don't believe God will be happy with me if I have a truck.
那就是说，如果呢我有一部卡车的话，神不会高兴的。
And if we were honest with Him, we should say, "You need to get rid of that conscience."
如果呢，我们是跟他很诚实的话，我们就跟他讲：“你那个良心啊，你要把它丢掉。”
Because you're adding something to what Christ has provided.
因为啊，你在基督所预备的以外，又加上了一些东西。
And if he asks how,
如果你说是怎么回事呢
？Place your full faith.In the blood of God, the blood of the Son of God, which is the blood of God.
所以呢，你要用你全部的信心放在神的血，基督的血，这也就是神的血。
That's the basis of our friendship.
那就是我们友情的一个基础。
It's not our religious activity.
不是我们宗教的活动。
It is.Christ's activity on our behalf.
是神为我们所做的一些活动。
Now, in the book of Hebrews,
那么在希伯来书
it wasn't horse and buggies.
不是关于马或者马车
nor iron wheels.
也不是关乎这个铁轮子。
The problem was animal sacrifices.
他们的问题呢，是这些用动物做的祭物。
You see, this letter was written to Jewish Christians in Jerusalem.
你看这个信呢，是写给在耶路撒冷的希伯来信徒。
Many Jews had become Christians.
有很多犹太人都成为基督徒了。
And though they believed in Christ as a once-for-all sacrifice,
他们虽然呢相信耶稣是一次的祭物。
They continued to offer animal sacrifices.
但是呢，他们还继续献上这个动物的祭物。
And it was irrational, but their conscience forced them to do that.
这虽然是不合理的事，但是他们的良心驱使他们这么做。
And the writer says, "How much more will the blood of Christ?" Cleanse your conscience from dead works, those animal sacrifices.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者说，基督的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑？
An evil conscience works this way.
那么一个邪恶的心呢，是这么运作的。
Yes, it is true. Christ died for us.
是的，耶稣基督的确是为我们死了。
But God will get really happy when we add our stuff to what Christ has done.
但是呢，神会非常的高兴，如果我们把我们自己的一些东西再加上去。
He'll feel good, I'll feel good.
那神开心，我也开心；神感觉好，我也感觉好。
The fatal flaw with that thinking is you cannot compare the infinite value of Christ with the value of what we do.
这个想法的错误之点呢，就是说，是基督所做的是那个无价的，是不能够我们所做的是不能相比的。
It would be like taking plastic flowers to the cross while Christ was dying there.
就是说，当耶稣基督在十字架上受死的时候，我们拿这个塑料的花去献给他。
And we put our plastic flowers at the foot of the Christ of the cross.
然后呢，在十字架的下面，我们把我们的塑料花放在那里。
Some blood drips on the plastic flowers.
然后呢，血就滴在这个塑料的花上。
And we look up to heaven.
然后我们往天上看。
And we say.
然后我们说。
It's great that Christ has died, and here are my plastic flowers, which will make you really happy.
说这耶稣基督死了是非常好的，我这里有一些塑料花，这会使你非常的开心。
I suspect that if we actually tried that, the plastic flowers would burn up in our hand.
如果我们真是这么做的话，我们会发现这个塑料花会在我们手里给烧毁。
Now, what the writer to the Hebrew does, he uses shocking language.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者呢是用这个很强烈的话。
He is an artist at powerful statements.
他呢 是有是这个像一个艺术家能够用很强烈的话。
He says, when we add things to what Christ has done, we're really re-crucifying Christ.
他说，如果我们把我们所做的加在基督的所做的上面，我们就等于重新把基督钉十字架。
We're saying Christ is a failure.
意思就是说，我们说耶稣基督是个失败的。
So we need to grab him, put him on a cross again, and see if he'll do a better job the second time.
所以呢，我们就要把他捉来，把他再放到十字架上，看他这次是不是能做得好一点。
It's an incredibly strong statement.
这是一个非常重的话。
Then he continues his application.
然后他就继续啊讲他的应用。
In verse 23.
第二十三节。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动。
Let's abandon ourselves to what Christ has done for us.
让我们放下我们自己因为基督为我们所做的。
Totally trusting in him and not adding our efforts to it.
完完全全的信靠他，不加上任何其他的。
For he who promised is faithful.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Then he says.
然后他说。
Let's all of us together.
我们大家一起来。
All of us.
我们大家。
Even those who are outside the door, right there.
甚至在门外的。
All of us.
我们所有的人。
And you people back there too.
还有你们坐在后面的。
All of us.
我们所有的人。
He says, let all of us continually think.
让我们大家一起来思想。
How to provoke ourselves or to stimulate ourselves.
就是说我们怎么样能够激发我们，勉励我们。
To love and good works.
激发爱心，勉励行善。
When I was 12 or 13 years of age,
当我十二三岁的时候
，I was in a carpentry class.
我在一个那个班上啊，是上这个木工的。
With about 20 other boys.
那么和其大概还有二十个男孩子。
Girls were not allowed.
哦，我好 sad. 女生不能够上这个木工课。
They were in the cooking class.
他们上烹饪课。
And we were seated, the 20 boys were seated on our work tables.
所以呢，我们这二十个男生呢，就坐在我们的工作台前。
And the teacher was lecturing.
老师呢就在讲课。
Now I was 12 or 13.
那时候我大概十二三岁。
What does a 12-year-old boy do in a class?
那在一个十二岁的男孩在班上干什么呢？
If he has any character at all, he daydreams.
如果他有任何性格的话呢，他就会在做白日梦。
So I was daydreaming.
所以我就在做白日梦。
I wasn't paying attention to the teacher.
我没有在注意老师讲什么。
He could tell.
他可看得出来。
And the next thing I knew,
那下
一 an eraser hit me right in the chest.
然后就突然有一个黑板的板擦就一打到我的胸前。
The teacher took the eraser in his hand and threw it right at me and hit me right in the chest.
那个老师拿了板擦一丢就丢到我的胸，打中我的胸口。
That's education at its best.
这啊，就是最好的教育。
It woke me up.
把我叫打醒了。
I paid attention.
然后我就注意了。
I did what he wanted.
You what?
I did what he wanted.
Oh, 我就照他要的听话了。
And I never daydreamed again in that class.
我在那个班上就从来没有再做白日梦。
Now today,
那么今天
if the same thing happened,
如果同样的事发生
we would sue that teacher.
我们就要告那个老师。
However,
但是呢
he stimulated me to good works.
他激发我行善。
That's what that word means. It means to get yourself stirred up, even if it's uncomfortable,
这个、
to love God back and to experience his love.
这个字的意思呢，就是说激发、打动我们甚，即使这个不是不是很我们很喜欢的，是激发我们来爱神。
And he's going to give a very important further reason to these Jewish Christians.
然后呢，他还有更重要的给这些希伯来的信徒的。
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Why do you go to church?
你为什么去教会？
You go to church to get your heart stirred.
你到教会啊，是让他来把你的心里搅动一下。
It's like cooking a daily meal. It needs to get stirred. Our hearts need to get stirred.
就像啊，在那个烹饪的时候，我们需要把那个锅里的东西搅一搅。
But encouraging one another and all the more.
倒要彼此劝勉，更当如此，更的。
As you see the day approaching.
当你看当那日子临近的时候，就更当如此。
The letter to the Hebrew Jewish Christians is unique.
这个写给希伯来信徒的信呢是独特的。
It's unique because it addresses the problem of those animal sacrifices for Jewish Christians.
独特的原因呢，是因为它这里针对犹太基督徒这个献祭物的事。
But it's also unique because they were living in a city that Christ predicted would be destroyed.
那么为什么独特呢？是因为他们所住在一个城市是耶稣基督预言这个城将要被毁的城。
God was going to solve the problem of the temple by burning down the city.
神呢会要解决那个在那个圣殿里献祭的事，他怎么解决呢？就是把这整个城就毁掉。
In Matthew 24, Christ predicted.
在马太福音二十四章，耶稣预言。
The city and the temple would be destroyed.
就是说那个城和这个圣殿都要被毁。
In Hebrews 12:22.
在希伯来书十二章二十二节
，The author says, "Jerusalem is not our city; heaven is our heavenly Jerusalem."
他作者说啊，耶路撒冷不是我们的城邑，是天上的耶路撒冷才是我们的城。
And then he says, "And people who ignore the realities of the gospel."
就是说有些人如果他们 忽视这个福音的实在
，And if they live in the city of Jerusalem,
如果他们住在耶路撒冷
，they live with the dreadful expectation of a terrifying fire, which will destroy the city.
那他们住在这里的时候呢？他们就是在占据、等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
So.The hearts of these folks need to be stirred up, so they're no longer relying on their religious activity.
所以这些人的心啊，心中需要被搅动，使他们不再依靠他们的宗教行为。
But also in 70 AD, in a few years, they'll be facing the destruction of the city.
还有呢，再过一些年。就在主后七十年，他们要面对耶路撒冷被毁。
Remember, I said all of us should think together about how to stir us up.
记得我说我们要来思想我们怎么样能够彼此搅动，彼此激发。
Well, the author gives an example of some thoughts that would really stir us up.
那么这个作者给我们一些东西思考，是真正能够激动我们的。
And he does it in his usual dramatic way.
那么他呢，就是用很戏剧化的方式。
He says, "How much severe punishment do you think?"
他说，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢
？He will deserve.
他要得到。
Now, in the context, he's actually addressing Christians.
那么他实际上呢，这是对基督徒讲的。
And he's talking about the child training that God the Father brings in the Christian lives to help them to change their character.
他是讲到父神呢，所要给基督徒的一些试验，来帮助他们。
And he says, "How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God?"
他说：“你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？就是这些人践踏神的儿子。”
Now, no one could imagine a Christian doing that.
我们不能想象一个基督徒会这样做。
But we do that when we get more preoccupied with our religious activity.
可是呢，当我们的注意力是放在我们宗教的行为上。
Then we are occupied with the wonder of what Christ has done for us.
我们是把我们的注意力放在我们的宗教行为胜过我们在思想耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified.
将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常。
You see that word unclean?
你们有没有看到那个？成圣之约当这个平常在这里讲是不洁净。
In the Old Testament law, one third of the laws dealt with being clean enough to enter the temple to worship God, to be clean.
在旧约的律法的条例有三分之一呢，都是讲到怎么样能够洁净，以至于能够进到圣殿去，敬拜神。
And in the Old Testament, typically it was the blood of the sacrifice that made a person clean.
在旧约里呢，是这个赎罪的血使一个人能够得洁净。
So, the author says, if you don't have full confidence in the blood of Christ, you're treating it like it's unclean.
所以呢。这里就是说，如果你对基督的血没有这个完全的信靠，你就把它当作是不洁净的。
And has insulted the Spirit of grace.
然后这样做呢，就泄满了赐恩的圣灵。
Oh my goodness！
糟糕了。
If we think deeply about those things, it should bring us discomfort in our hearts, and it's meant to.
如果我们多加思考的话，就会使我们就心中不安。
Because every one of us has a simple question we need to address right now.
所以我们每一个人啊，现在都有一个简单的问题是要我们要面对的。
Have I abandoned myself completely to what Christ has done, or am I committed to Christ plus my own religious activity?
我们是不是在基督所成就的一切，在这个面前放下我们自己，还是我们实际上是委身于我们自己所做的一些事情？
When we abandon ourselves to Christ, it unleashes all kinds of good and godly activity.
所以呢，当我们完全放下自己的时候呢，就我们就能够释放很多的这个好，让我们能够行出很多好事、善事的。
In the previous verse, he said, make sure you don't make the mistake of devaluing what Christ has done.
在前一节呢，就说你们不要犯这些错误，你们轻看了基督所做的。
But in the next verse, he says the message positively.
然后呢，下一节呢，是一个正面的一个信息。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence.
他就说，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。
Which has a great reward.
这样的心必得大赏赐。
You have need of endurance.
你们必须忍耐。
That you continually rely on Christ.
使你们行完了神的旨意。
And so we are called into a friendship with God that we don't deserve, but is given to us as a gift.
所以呢，我们是呼召跟神做朋友，这个是我们不配的，但是神这样给了我们。
And we need to embrace that friendship daily.
所以呢，我们天天呢都要抓住这个友情。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。